Yes, I am that Justice Radio Station. I'm on the air.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Happy time.
Thanks kindly. Sharing time, space, energy. Attempting to look at things another way, yes.
Justice Radio Station. Thanks kindly for listening. Thanks kindly for listening. Peace to each and everyone. This is Justice Radio Station. I'm called Tahuti.
Queen here. Thanks kindly. Sharing time, space, energy. Attempting to look at things another way. Welcome.
Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Thanks kindly for the opportunity. I will persist until I succeed. So, there isn't so much in the news today. It says open line, open mind. But we can talk about anything you want to talk about. I wanted to share something though about physics to build on the three little things need to know.
One. Knowledge of self, knowledge of not self. The human, the person, the individual, who everyone referred to as self, wrongfully so. We'll talk about this continuing.
Two, the socialization process. We're saying if you don't understand what it is and how it works, everything that you think you understand will only confuse you, only confuse you, only confuse you. Because remember, it's deliberate, it's subtle, it's subliminal, and most of all, very effective in terms of conditioning. Conditioning one to go along certain thought, speech, action, and behavior, stereotype. You have anything you'd like to add, Queen?
Mystic Mix, Justice Radio Station, presenting material, tips, suggestions, which can be used, everyone, as part of a complete code of constructive thought, speech, action, which, when promoted, lived by an effective number of individuals, will result in a collective effort creating pleasantness within, pleasantness all around. Justice Radio Station.
Three. Liberation. Freedom. Wage guerrilla warfare on the mind. Empty yourself out. Preconceived ideas that we have. If you're not questioning it, where is it coming from? Is it truth? In fact, question everything that you're taught to believe, then you might find yourself being controlled by the beliefs of someone else. So we say, wage guerrilla warfare on the mind, wage guerrilla warfare on the past. So after saying that, you want to extend a little bit on how we're all connected. Why just this radio station speak the way we speak. So we say, come and see with us.
What do we have in common?
And let's look at things another way.
Yes.
So we're saying, quite a few years now, we've been studying and we've been trying to find the smallest particle, and we've been thinking about the outer limits, space, how it's coming to being, what's our position in it, what's our orientation in it, relative position in it. So we say now we want to connect to our ancient mystical philosophy to also look at the oneness. Actually, I've actually been going on to understand this understanding. Who is man? What is man? Who is the self? So we're saying the philosophical view of the cosmos and the constitution of this human being. So we're saying scientists, we've come to find out also scientists in the area of physics, studying still the basic of things, origin of things. So we say scientists has discovered that the universe is infinite in all directions, both at the atomic micro level and at the planetary macro level. It is also finding that what we call matter is not what it appears to be. In fact, studies suggest that matter is 99.9% empty space surrounded by an idea, information, thought, consciousness. Contrary to popular belief, quantum physics have found that they cannot explain what matter is nor what holds it together. The remaining 1% of matter, which appears to be visible, is also theorized by quantum physics, modern physics, to be an optical illusion. The atom is said to be composed of a positive charge particle called a proton, and a particle with no charge called a neutron in the center. These two particles are said to be surrounded by an electron which carry a negative charge and revolves around the nucleus. All matter is found to be composed of the same proton, electron, neutron combinations. The difference in appearance comes from the different number of particles in each atom, and also from the combination of the different atoms with the varied combination of the three particles. Further, it is known that electrons have no weight, and that there is a vast empty space between the proton and the electron. There is empty space inside of the protons, neutrons, and electrons. Therefore, what we are seeing and touching by use of our senses is not all what it appears to be. What we see, what we seem to perceive with our senses, is in reality only different aspects of the same substance. that is, when energy vibrates at a high speed frequency, it appears as a light, less dense, less weight material, such as gas or electricity. When it vibrates at a lower speed, it appears as a solid, dense material. Objects such as rock or metal. The higher the vibrations are, the more subtle the material will appear to be. The slower the vibrations are, the more solid, rigid, and static it will appear to be. When matter vibrates at a very high rate, it goes beyond the gas state. Then matter appears as rays, such as sun ray, X-ray. At higher rates of vibration, it would be a subtle that it would fit in between the empty spaces in the slower vibrating matter. It would pass through it or reside in it, the subtle realm of the spirit body, which inhabits the physical body. The object of all spiritual movement, if you think about it, is to identify one's consciousness, one's concept of who one is, with the subtlest reality rather than the gross physical reality, because the physical one is perishable, right?
Right.
And the everlasting one is immortal, the subtle. So in fact, it is the subtle spirit from which gross matter is created. Reason, keeping a light lifestyle which promotes higher mental vibration, a light diet, and light thoughts are important, as will be seen in further
episodes.
So we're saying the new generations of physicists, beginning with even Einstein, which has developed a new physic. They now believe that matter, that is everything which can be perceived with senses, including our bodies, is an illusion. If we were to look at matter the way it truly is, we would see structures that appear as small planets and moons circling them at lightning speed. Even the most solid looking structures are really moving. Everything is in perpetual motions. Further, we will see that matter seems to come out of nowhere and then go back into nowhereness, as all matter is composed of the same stuff. The different objects we see in the world are merely different combination of the same material substance common to all things. This is what is meant by an illusion or appearance of multiplicity of variety. The new physics says that matter is nothing more than energy. So after saying that, you have anything you'd like to add?
That's everything. Identity. Identity. Looking at things another way. Truth. Everyone acknowledged as one's own. Truth. Everyone acknowledged as one's own.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Yes, Justice Radio Station. Looking at things another way. Have you thought about how we actually see things, how things appear to the eye, why we say that things may not be as they appear, may not be as they appear? You see, the way the eye works, when you look at something, the images we see are made of light reflected from the objects we look at. Looking at how Justice was speaking of the atom and actually what makes up everything. This light enters the eye through the cornea, which acts like a window at the front of the eye. The amount of light entering the eye is controlled by the pupil, which is surrounded by the iris. Now, because the front part of the eye is curved, it bends the light, creating an upside down image on the retina. The retina takes the light the eye receives and changes it into nerve signals so the brain can understand what the eyes are seeing. How about that?
Wow, brilliant. It's brilliant. Brilliant. When you really think about the not self, you can really go off into a lot of directions in understanding what it is and make sense of it. And there's that place, because we are in a physical reality. But we wanted to see how we can ground ourselves in absolute reality, see how we can transcend the relative reality, because remember, we've been conditioned to embrace this as what is real. But as we were saying, it doesn't exist
as it appears. The senses limit. The senses limit.
Right? Our understanding, like I was saying, is the sky blue? Come to find out, it's the optical illusion.
Is the sun moving, rising, and setting?
Right. So these are little exercises to really say, well, what is time? Saying, what is time? Come to find out, there is no fixed point. So we're saying, because of there isn't a fixed point, you have to question then, is it an illusion? Is it pointing to illusionness?
Yes, and relative to relative reality, condition even for the benefit of others. Psychological.
So they're saying, question everything that we're taught to believe.
Yes.
And remember earlier episodes we've talked about also, there's only one power. Absolute truth. One and the same. The only thing that's real. Unquestionable. We're not talking about belief or faith or anybody's opinion. We're saying, hey, I am here now.
I am here now.
Unquestionable. Right?
I am here now.
So to me, it helps take off a lot of stress right away. It's actually pointing to a whole direction that everyone can acknowledge as their own, because it's pointing back to a place where it's our origin without all the clothing and the masks.
Beliefs.
Right? Opinions of others. Remember, we're born on a planet, it appears, with everything already was in place. We ain't had nothing to do with it.
And you can see over the time, it appears, that things have been changing, being refined, right in front of one. Yes, actually changing definitions. Say they're changing laws. But how does that work when you're still being deceived that relative practical reality is all that is? Well, it's conditioning, so much so that if when you think about it, how some of the individuals look at life and the opposite, which is how the human function, so they're always opposites. But what's being said is when the physical body does not appear any longer, the individuals, especially the in the religion area, will say the individual's spirit lives forever or soul lives forever. Now, since there's only one, and everyone referred to self as I am, is to understand what is being said by looking at some of the things Justice said a moment ago and what's being said here at Justice Radio Station. Is to understand, revisit the idea about knowledge of self and not self, the human, the individual, the self and the not self, which is the human.
You say it's a wonderful mechanism.
Or a chaotic nonsense when someone else is controlling your thoughts, your identity, bottom line.
And as you're saying, have you read the user's manual? Right? In terms of how to manage your thoughts, your speech, your actions, your moods.
And to do that with healthy coping skills, know who I am.
And it's going to take a little bit of self-knowledge also, right?
That's true.
And realizing also, no matter how painful it is, it's a political necessity to have things upside down the way it is.
That's true.
And remember, a lot of us has invested a lot of time, pain, blood, sweat, and tears, even to make this go.
To be a part of it.
Right.
Yes.
So it can be painful, but we're saying realize it. Wage guerrilla warfare on the mind. Have a metaphysical, a mental physical.
Paradigm shift.
Right. So then now we're saying, how can we now counter using words and definition of words to reveal truth? Check your own behavior. Very important. Your values, remember, that's how you spend your money. And you stand, as they say, this is how this place tick tock. So we're saying, hey, question everything that you're taught to believe. Realize again, what is actually education? What education should be about? What should the constructive results be? And then we can see what the education has really produced sin. So we have to question, hey, what actually is going on? Who's responsible? What's your wanting? So we're saying if enough individuals actually is using words that's going to be constructive and produce correctness and justice, we can actually transform the environment where pleasantness actually can be a part of the outer and actually be a part of the inner.
Yes, appealing, self-help management. Yes.
So, this is called Mystic Mix. Here nightly, we're talking about psychotherapy. We're talking about economics, education, politics, social issues. But most important, who am I? Who's that I everybody refer themselves to as before all the different attachments and labels and prestige? Because you come to find out, wait a minute, maybe you've been punked and bamboozled because the preoccupation with all of this matter could be a mistake. And you could find out that you actually been punked and misused by those beliefs. And of course those beliefs is coming from somebody who don't have any good intentions.
That's why they produce consumers.
So don't fall for the okie doke. You're saying communicate with us. Eventful events, tell a friend to tell a friend. See how we can really create a network. We're really sharing how we're developing.
Repairing how we're developing.
You know, how we countering in our day to day to end the struggle. You know, we're tired of the struggle. When are we going to end it?
Overcome. Recognize. Resolve.
So we're going to even leave it there for now. Pick back up again a little later. We just wanted to touch base. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks.
I know
you've
been listening to the podcast and so forth. And thanks kindly. Hopefully you're getting something from it. I'm very inspired.
Yes, thank you.
So let's keep going. Let's keep studying. Let's keep expanding. See how you can expand some of the things that what we're saying, because we're talking about gnosis, remember? Experience, experiencing versus just believing, hoping, praying. Remember, when we're all going to leave the planet, where do we go? They say when we leave the planet. This is the teachings. We're going to leave the planet. So where do we go? Well, some of the thoughts they push out there is, well, we're going to go to heaven or hell. Or there is actually a in-between purgatory, according to what's your denomination of Christianity. But what is true? Because remember, if it's not based on truth, then it can't be true. So then you have to question the very existence itself. Because there's only one truth, remember, one power. One universal self. And we're just breaking it down also to that undifferentiated energy matter early on. Pure consciousness. That's all that's left holding everything together. When you break down what actually is this all made of.
I am here now. Not hereafter. Not hereafter now. Now is the only moment we ever have. Remember the eternal now
is who and what I am. I am that. Existence exists and I'm aware of existence.
That awareness is I am.
It's also eternal, absolute, unchanging, complete. And what is eternal, absolute, complete, eternal is who and what I am. And there's only one who knows of its existence. All-knowing, all-powerful,
all-present, all-action.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App.